Hello, my name is Sejal Arora and welcome again to my podcast Battling Childhood Obesity. Today in this episode, I am here to discuss about my story, the one who has battled obesity. I am the one who has grappled with obesity since my adolescent years. Yet in addition, a person who has battled with obesity related ailment for most of my childhood life as a result of it. Therefore, I need to continuously monitor my health, dietary patterns and physical lifestyle. I had to actualize certain attitudes, practices and food sources to my day-by-day schedule. However, these alterations have only gotten me so far. I should clarify that the last known point of interest, supplication, has proceeded. As a general outcome, I have lost over 32 kilograms within 1 year period and gratefully managed to keep the weight off for the past 3 years. So what are a portion of things that I did differently? So I began a broad exercise routine at my neighborhood gymnasium and started eating the right foods. I began being more aware of my food choices and started making substitutions. I started investing more time towards preparing healthy meals. I didn't say no to carbs or no to fats. I ate everything. But I was just more aware of how to be more balanced. For example, from going from soda to lemonade, or instead of eating chips, I ate almonds. Talking about my routine, which was somewhat extreme, examples might include walking more often, dancing, jogging, or simply taking the stairs more often instead of lift. So can any of these techniques help our kids? Obviously they can, but it should start with our mentalities about food and life. The previous that we start this preparation in our lives, the more likely good eating habits and a healthier lifestyle will be probable. It's about educating people about healthy eating and about being enthusiastic about food and life. Local area endeavors and thoughts such as this one can go far in teaching families and their kids, making them mindful of solid food options and even how to develop them. I cannot emphasize enough how starting early in coaching youngsters is more physical activities while instructing them about better dietary patterns can promote a beneficial long-term pattern that will add to a better and a more pleasant way of life. However, achieving all of this, honestly, begins with us. Since youngsters are more often have the tendency to imitate what they see in practice more, so that what they say. So educating children about better eating habits can promote a long-term pattern that will contribute to a healthier and more enjoyable lifestyle. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast and have a great week.